95.3 WBCK now presents Coach's Corner, live from Lakeview Ford. For over six decades, this has been your number one source for all local sports information. Coach's Corner is proudly presented by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now, here's your host, Bill Broderick.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, in the big chair once again on WBCK for another week of Coach's Corner. Coming to you live from downtown Battle Creek at Lakeview Ford on the Motor Mile. For more than six decades, Coach's Corner has been talking to the city high school coaches about the week in sports. We will be talking to each of our city hoop coaches about this week in hoops, but before we do that, here is the Lakeview Ford Coach's Corner scoreboard. On Tuesday, in the game of the night in the Inquirer, Penfield defeated Marshall in a battle of Interstate 8 conference powers, with Penfield winning 62-46. Battle Creek Central stayed hot and defeated Parchment 53-48. Harper Creek lost to Hastings 60-49. Kalamazoo Christian beat Lakeview 49-32. And St. Phil rolled over Bellevue 74-31. A couple of our city teams were in action on Thursday night before the holidays, getting an early start on the Christmas break. And in another key Interstate 8 conference.
The Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner on WBCK. Brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our first coach of the morning, Coach Kimber of the St. Phil Fighting Tigers. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Bill.
St. Phil had a fun start to the week. They played one of their rivals in the league that's been kind of a bad spot for them over the years. But recently, St. Phil has gotten the upper hand, and they did again on this week. St. Phil beat Bellevue 74-31, and that always feels good to beat Bellevue, is that right?
Yeah, that one definitely felt good. You know, I mean, it was kind of weird when we got there, not looking down the sideline and seeing Joe Costello down there. So, but yeah, that one felt good. They've got a fair share of theirs over us for the last few years. So that was nice to get that one.
Yeah, Coach Costello stepped down after last year after a long run at Bellevue, winning a bunch of league titles over there. And St. Phil won the league title last year and has visions of trying to do it again this year. So that was an important start for them, beating Bellevue. Jackson Diswick had another big game, 31 points to lead the Tigers. Carter Diswick had 17. Lincoln Diswick had 16. Oh, okay. And then for Bellevue, Levi Hughes had 15 points, and Bellevue's still winless on the year. And St. Phil got started at, even before that, I forgot. I didn't have it on my schedule, and you guys beat Maple Valley on Monday. That's right. It was a big week for you guys, and knocking off. You guys won. You beat Maple Valley on Monday.
Correct. Yeah. Yep.
And what was the score of that game? 10 points. Yeah. And,
I believe it was 71-61.
So back to back wins early in the week. That was even better week than we had even figured. So you guys were playing well early in the week, and what was working well in those games for you?
Yeah, you know, I thought we attacked both those games with a lot of energy. That helped us a lot. The young guys are starting to come along, but right now Jackson has been just dynamite on the offensive end. You know, he's getting his points. Carter the same way. I mean, yesterday when we were going over film, we got to find a way to get Lincoln Diswick the ball more in the post. I mean, there's been a couple games this year where he's shooting at six, did. I don't mean do it six or seven times. And, you know, he's one of our bigger pieces on the offensive end. So we had to find a way to get him the ball more. But the first couple games this week, it was Jackson putting up big numbers. I mean, all week he put up big numbers. So that's really what's happened on the offensive end. And then the defense is starting to come along.
The Bellevue game is one that we always kind of get excited about. And that one, you guys, you know, win by 43 points. And that's was the press working early in that one, and you guys kind of commanded that game early on?
Yeah, no, we definitely moved the ball pressure up off full court. And so, yeah, the press was working great. Jackson and Carter, they got a number of steals. So did the freshmen. Caleb Francisco and Cooper Rabbit, they were able to get a couple of their little back tap steals that maybe one of Jackson or Carter maybe tipped up to them. They were able to get those. And then put the ball back up on the offensive end because we like to play fast. I mean, I think every game we've come close to 70 points this year, so we play with a lot of speed right now, and you know that works in our favor when we can speed up a team ourselves.
And a game like that is going to be important for you earlier this year because of your young guys that you're trying to bring along. Your big three are going to get their points, and they're going to do their thing, and they've been in all those games. But if you get a game like that where you have a big lead and some of the young guys can kind of take over and get some confidence, how important is that?
Very important. I mean, the whole fourth quarter against Bellevue, we had a lineup out there of all five freshmen. So that was really neat to see because they were out there having fun. I mean, it was their first varsity crack with all five together. And so that was nice to see. But getting their experience right now is the big thing. I'm working on getting chemistry up and getting – you know, everybody trusting each other. That's definitely a big thing here early in the year. And so that's one thing, you know, it's going to take some time, but we're getting there.
As your division champions from last year, you had a big game last night or Thursday night, and you guys had Mendon in town. And that game is going to be like a measuring stick game. Mendon's undefeated so far, and you had to see what they had coming in, and you wanted to see how you got kind of matched up with them, and it looked good early. You had a 17-point lead after the third quarter, and you went into the fourth quarter, and things are going your way, and then Mendon rallied, and then Mendon had a basket in the final seconds to take the lead for good, and Mendon beat St. Phil 70-69. Talk about what happened there in that fourth quarter or what happened well in the first three quarters.
First three quarters, we worked really well on the defensive end, and then we were able to get a lot of quick buckets, a lot of buckets near the rim. I think I looked at the stats. I think we had only 10 three-point attempts, so we were definitely putting a lot of pressure on the basket. But, you know, credit to Mendon, they played unbelievable on defense in the fourth quarter, and they just scrapped themselves right back into it. You know, we gave up probably, I think the number I had figured was about 25 second chance baskets, so that's not a good number. Right. And then they also had a lot of points off the turnovers, and so you know, we early in the year right now, especially with some of the young guys, it's just preaching the importance of protecting the basketball, but also, I mean, it was a collective unit there, the reason why we blew that loss. I mean, so just everybody protecting the basketball and, you know, finishing the game, playing a full 32 minutes.
Well, Jackson, like you said, has been having a big week, and he did again last night, 32 points, and Carter, 19 points. Lincoln had 12. It was like the brothers against the brothers. The Gorham brothers from Mendon also came up big. Owen Gorham at 28, Ryder Gorham at 21. And the fact that both those guys, your Diswick brothers, are coming up big again, but that loss is going to hurt a little bit because it puts you behind the eight ball a little bit going forward. And you guys had some goals in terms of the division, and now you have to come from behind and maybe look for a little bit of help.
Yeah, you know, we did briefly touch on that one after the game. It's one of those things where, you know, we can take care of our work. You know, we can go on the road, we can beat Collin, we can go on the road, we can beat Mendon, we can get ourselves right back in that spot. But right now we're out of that spot where we want to be controlling our own destiny. And so that kind of stings. But at the end of the day, it's a big season. It's how we're going to respond from that. You know, it's not that loss is not going to define this team. And so we just got to come together, work hard over the break, and, you know, make sure we have a great, I'm going to say 2026. It'll be New Year when we have our next conference game.
That's right. Turn the page a little bit. You have another game next week, a Monday, right? You have a Monday game right away. So you had three games last week, and then you turn around and you have a Monday game against Union City. That game kind of replaces what normally St. Phil would be playing at the Chuck Turner Classic. You're going to play on Monday. And there's a odd time for that game also. Is that right? Or is that a 7 o'clock?
So it's a triple header. JV starts at 10 in the morning. Girls varsity will probably start about 11:30 noon, and then we'll start probably 1:30. So, yeah, if you want to watch a full day of basketball, come down to 20 Cherry Street, and, you know, you can watch the basketball from 10 a.m. on.
Playing a Union City team. What do you know about them so far, and what are you expecting on Monday?
Yeah, Coach Shard is a great coach. They shoot the ball up. They shoot it real well. I believe it's his son who's a really good shooter from the outside. They shoot the ball. They full court press you. They like to speed you up. But on the other end, we like to play fast. And so I'd like to think if they make mistakes on the defensive end, we're going to be able to take advantage of that. And get going.
So we'll get St. Phil back on the court on Monday, and then finally get a good break after that, after a heavy week here. So we're looking forward to that on Monday, and we'll be talking to you again next Saturday if we can get together, and we'll do that. So congrats on the big week, and good luck on Monday, Coach.
Thanks, Bill.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning after this break on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Riverbank Steelheading, next on today's All Outdoors Update.
Invasive species are organisms that are non-native to an ecosystem. They outcompete native species and reduce the quality of our resources. We can all prevent the spread by following the simple clean, drain, and dry steps. Clean all watercraft, trailers, and outdoor equipment. Drain all water from boat live wells, motors, ballast tanks, and bilges. And lastly, thoroughly dry all equipment and gear. Do your part to preserve our amazing outdoor heritage for future generations.
Lots of Michigan anglers are missing out on great fishing action, thinking a boat is necessary to go after salmon and steelhead. Not the case. Here's experienced angler Eric Parsons.
The only time you need a boat to catch salmon and steelheads if you're going out on the lake. All the rivers around Michigan are very accessible. Yeah, I haven't caught a steelhead out of a boat ever.
And his success rate? Riverbank fishing for steelhead this season alone?
So far this year, I've got 107.
You just got to stay after them.
I've got a spot I like the most, but if it's not working there, I go find fish.
There are lots of rivers, even in southern Michigan, where steelhead are in all the way through spring. We've linked to Eric on Facebook and some Michigan DNR steelhead fishing information for you at alloutdoorsupdate.com. I'm Jim Mishler.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots. Toys, toys, toys for tots. Some have too many, some haven't any. If those who have, give those who haven't. Oh, what a Christmas day. The Marine Reserve will help you, will help you fill your sleigh with lots and lots of toys for tots. So give a little toy today.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next coach of the morning, Coach Robbie Hatton of the Penfield Panthers. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill.
Penfield had a big week in Interstate Conference play. Penfield shared the league title last year, and they wanted to do it again. They had to make something happen this week because they played the two teams that they shared it with. They started the week with Marshall and ended the week with Harbor Creek and got two big wins. So congrats on that big week, Coach. And you guys got to be feeling good after that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we knew we wanted to get off to a hot start in league play. You know, it started last week. We had Parma first, who's a very, very good physical basketball team. And then we had Marshall and Harper this week. And we knew we wanted to get off to a hot start, and we knew if we wanted to, you know, chase our dreams of winning the league title, we got to take care of business, and we couldn't have asked for a better start.
both those games were at home, and the home folks left happy in both of them. Penfield defeated Marshall 62-46 in that one, and that was a game that was kind of back and forth early, but then you guys went on some of your patented spurts early on and late to kind of take over that game. When you guys go on those spurts, are you off and on when you have a big chunk of scoring and you guys are kind of rolling and riding that momentum? You guys kind of feed off that. Is that kind of the style of your team and the profile of your team a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, the big thing is we always say defense leads to offense for us. And when we're active defensively, we really get going offensively. So, you know, against Marshall, kind of what one of those spurts started us was Drayshawn Bailey getting a couple big steals in our press, you know, getting some layups, getting fouled. And then, you know, that kind of got the mojo going a little bit. And then Calvin hit a couple shots. And when Calvin gets going, he's tough to stop. And then, you know, our team all just feeds off each other so well. So, you know, I think it's, again, defensive leading to the offensive side of the ball gets us going.
Yeah, you guys knocked down your first three shots you took with three-pointers in that game against Marshall, and you knocked them both down, all three of them down. You led 9-2, and then, but like you said, things kind of calmed down at halftime. You still had a 26-20 lead. And in that fourth quarter, like we talked about, that little spurt there, it was a fun little thing for Penfield. And Drayshawn Bailey did get some steals and got to the hole and made some layups and had some and ones. Unfortunately for him, he missed both free throws. But fortunately for Penfield, you guys got the offensive rebound each time, so that meant you had another possession. So three straight possessions on two missed free throws, and the third one was Calvin Payson's hitting a three-pointer. So that was another little spurt there that gave you guys the lead, and the lead that you carried on all the way through there. Payson's had 25 points, including five triples, six rebounds. Late in that game, he was just coming down the court, dribbling up on the break because the ball was in his hands, and then stopping at the top of the arc and knocking those down. And some coaches will say, no, yes. But when it's Calvin had the ball, you seem to feel like that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we run the lane so well. You know, a lot of teams don't allow all five players to bring the ball up the court, and they want to get it to their guard. And, you know, I trust all of our kids to bring it up. So if Calvin gets that rebound, he knows he's allowed to push the floor. But everybody's got to run. And, you know, Johnny and Payday are such good lane runners that teams are really not wanting to give up that fast break. And Calvin is very unselfish. If he sees somebody open, he's going to feed it. But if they're going to sag off, Calvin's going to make you pay. So you kind of got to pick your poison. Are you going to run the lane with Johnny, Peyton, you know, and then sometimes Dre, Tommy, et cetera, or are you going to come up and stop Calvin on that? And, you know, it's kind of a pick your poison thing.
Merlington had 15 points and five rebounds in that game. Johnny Lake had 10 points and eight rebounds. So well-rounded beyond that in terms of, like you said, getting that basket, getting those points where you need them from, and a big win in league play, knocking off a good Marshall team that was undefeated coming into that game. And that led to a Thursday game just 2 days later at home again against your other rival in the conference, Harper Creek. And that's emotional kind of back-to-back for you, but your guys handled it well and you won 67-45. Did you guys talk about riding that high and maybe trying to keep your eyes straight and making sure they didn't get too high or too low when you're playing Marshall and Harper Creek back-to-back?
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you. Wednesday was probably one of the worst practices we've had in my tenure here at Penfield. And it was, you know, we were just extremely sore from the game of Marshall. You know, it was a very physical game, very emotional game. And so we weren't dialed in on Wednesday. And to be honest, that kind of translated to Harper a little bit in a slow start for us. You know, we had to just kind of get going against them. But, you know, we talked about it. Listen, you know, one day, 2 day, it doesn't matter. We have a basketball game to play. And, you know, if we want to get our goals, we got to get going. So the kids kind of, you know, we had to get loosened up a little bit. And then we kind of started to play our game.
Penfield beat Harper Creek 67-45 in that game. And what we talked about after that game that night is another dose of pick your poison that we've mentioned often with the Penfield Panthers. And this time it was Merlington that came up big, and He had some key baskets at some key times. You guys had the ball late in the first half and with 45 seconds left and with Harper Creek back in their zone, and he just held the ball and decided to go for the last shot. And that shot was set up from Arlington to get the ball in the corner, and he knocked down a three-pointer and led a 31-19 lead at halftime. And then in the first possession of the second half, you guys set up another play where Arlington got the ball outside the arc, and he knocked it down another one. So that 6-0 spurt really defined the rest of the game as you guys were up 34-19 and you're on your way. And you talked about how Peyton, the other guys, Calvin and Johnny, are seniors, but Peyton's a junior and saw some time on the varsity level last year, but wasn't leaned on a ton. But you're going to lean on him a little bit more this year, and getting some confidence in that Harper Creek game, it was huge for him. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when a lot of coaches, parents, et cetera, players, they don't see sometimes that, hey, if we have the arrow coming into the next quarter, let's save that last shot, because, you know, there was 40 seconds left. Bill, if we're just jacking stuff up, man, that could have been some crazy sequences there. 40 seconds is a lot of time in basketball. So we said, hey, let's get the last shot, knowing that we get the ball coming out. And, you know, we draw that up where, hey, Johnny and Calvin are kind of decoys and slip Peyton out in the corner. And Brady Conley did a great job of finding him, you know, and he had a rough start. Payday did, you know, he just wasn't seeing the rim very well. Shots just looked a little wonky. And I think it was a little tense. And then that bucket right at halftime, you know, it really opened up the rim for him, and he started seeing the ball well in the second half, and you know, just relaxed, and that was the big thing. And at halftime, we said, hey, we're going to come back to this overload set where we put Peyton in the corner, Calvin on the wing, Johnny in the post, and you know, if you're going to sit in a 2-3 zone against that, you got to pick your poison. And I told him, I said, guys, we're going to go to Cal. Cal's going to go to Johnny. Johnny back to Cal. Cal go to pay. It's going to be wide open. And he was. And he stepped up and made the shot. And, you know, it was a great feed for us. And, you know, I think that's one thing that people don't really give us enough credit for. You know, they want to say, hey, we shut their big guys down. I'm sorry. If you have six assists and through three quarters and 15 points, you didn't shut nobody down. You know, that's us being unselfish. You know, that's us playing our game. And, you know, Johnny is, he gets a lot of double teams and triple teams, and he's able to find, you know, Pay and Dre and Brady, Tommy, et cetera. You know, and, you know, that was just a very unselfish game for those two kids. You know, just to find other guys that are open. And then, you know, Payday stepped up big, and, you know, he's going to be a force. He's really stepped up to be that other scorer that we really needed this year. And then Drayshawn Bailey's doing the same. You know, he's really starting to shoot the ball well from the outside. You know, and he's really stepping up for us.
Well, we turn the page there and going forward. Penfield has one more game before the holidays. Monday, playing at Portland. It's an afternoon game to try to get everyone ready for the holidays because of school being off, and then you're off until January 6th with the league game against Coldwater. So have fun over the holidays, Coach, and we'll talk with you when we get back.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Coach. We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here after this break on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Giveaway.
Coaches BCK, proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next Coach of the Morning, Coach Bowling of the Harper Creek Beavers. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill.
Harper Creek played a couple games this week in league play. You started out with Hastings early in the week, and you dropped that one 60-49. Dylan Eversall had 22 points, and Trenton Ray at 11. Talk about the start of that game and how your offense kind of maybe went there early on and in the second half there.
Oh, the start of our game was Hastings kind of got off to a quick start, and we were kind of playing uphill a little bit. Dylan did shoot the ball well there. They did a good job on Maddox. But they were definitely marked men that night. And to credit Hastings, that was, you know, one of their better nights offensively, and they shot the ball very well. Kind of going back and looking at film and talking about the guys the next day as we did our film stuff. And, you know, they made, Hastings made 10 threes, and what was lost in the fact is we made 9 just because of how the magnitude of their 10. But it also, again, it reflected our 2-point field goal percentage wasn't very good, and that's where we kind of got in trouble, and then we struggled with the line about 52%. So, I mean, the good news is we've shot probably 50 to 60 more free throws than our opponents to this point. The bad news is we're not making enough hay there. And the same thing that we worked really hard on all week is that we less contested shots. And it didn't matter if it was 2, 3, maybe we're not at the rim, we're a couple steps back, you know, turning down some contested shots, what we called, you know, okay shots, or to get good and great shots. And I feel like we did those things. We just didn't get them to fall.
Yeah, when Harbor Creek's going well, you guys are hitting your three-pointers in the last several years, and it had to be good to see that, even though in a loss, that you hit 9 triples. And so that's something to work on there, because when you aren't hitting those threes, your size really hurts you guys in terms of getting some baskets. And the point, you guys do well driving the ball, but you need a little bit of help from the outside.
Yeah, we definitely need balance, like you said, and it's got to come there. And that was the first night we really kind of shot the ball from the perimeter as well as what we've been accustomed to the last couple of years. And you know, that kind of went away Thursday. So we do need that balance. We need to do better at some shot making. But the looks are clean. Those have improved. Now we just got to get that next step to get a little confidence and to see the ball go in, and hopefully things will start to snowball.
And that's what we saw on Thursday. Like you said, you're over at Penfield in a big league game, and you lost 67-45. But we talked about it after that game that that your offense was getting the shots that you wanted. You guys were getting looks that you wanted. The ball wasn't going in the hole, but you were getting some three-pointers that you wanted. You guys were getting some layups that you wanted that were just going off the rim. And that's frustrating in terms of the scoreboard, but it has to be good to see in terms of your offense is running and you're doing the right things. It's just not going in the basket.
Yeah, I feel like as a coach, you just want, you know, you want the ball to go in the rim, obviously. And basketball is such a game of confidence. I feel like that we've put the boys in the good situation, and they're in good positions. They just got to finish the play. And I wish there was just a way I could help them get that mental part and break through and get the ball in the basket for them. But we're growing there. We'll get there, I hope. I believe we will. And, you know, we did some good things defensively on Thursday. It was just when you have a team that has that kind of, you know, production that they do and some balance, you have to be able to score with them, and that's where we struggled.
Maddox McCarty had 10 points for you, a balanced situation. Tegan Turnbull and Keeson Trevino each had 9. I really liked Maddox McCarty's play on Thursday, scrappy and getting the basket and putting his nose in there. And that's what you're going to need from him going forward. Is that right?
Yeah, that's Maddox's game. What you saw Thursday, that's who he is. I mean, he's a bulldog winner, and that's how he plays the game. He does a good job, and we get that most nights from him. It was just, you know, we had a tough night from the perimeter outside there to kind of have those threes to go along with him. But we had a lot of good looks that night.
Going forward, you have a big week coming up. No break for the holidays, seemingly, but you have a game on Monday on the road, Cedar Springs, and then which will be a long road trip for you, but you're going to play that kind of an afternoon game. I think a 4 o'clock start there.
Yeah, we go up to Cedar Springs Monday, 4 o'clock varsity game. Our freshmen start at 1, JV sandwiched in between there, so we got a trip up there, and then follow that up with the Fieldhouse event on Saturday with Lakeview at 5:15. So we have a full week, even though we have Christmas right in the middle. So hopefully people, families can come out and check us out this week and enjoy that.
That'll be a fun game. It is always a fun game at the Fieldhouse. Lakeview and Harbor Creek meeting for the only time this year in that 5:15 game at the Fieldhouse. Be a lot of fun. Good crowd. Everyone's back for the holidays generally, and it's always a lot of fun, Coach. And I'll be there, and we'll see you on Saturday or Friday night for that game. Saturday night for that game.
Yep. Sounds good. Merry Christmas to you, Bill, and all the listeners.
All right. Thanks, Coach. We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning after this break on WBCK 95.3 FM.
4.
Coaches BCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner with Hero There. Next coach of the morning, Coach Wickman of the Lakeview Spartans. Good morning, Coach.
Happy day, Bill.
Happy day. Happy holidays for you. That's right. Happy holidays to you and all the listeners. Like Coach Bowling said, want to make sure we let everyone know that it's holiday hoops for the holidays right now, and we'll get to that a little bit later. But Lakeview and Harper Creek will be playing in the big game on Saturday at the Valkyrie Central Fieldhouse. It's always one that we look forward to for that, and it'll be a fun end of the week here after everyone gets done with their Christmas break there, and next Saturday at the Fieldhouse will be a lot of fun. But Lakeview had a couple games this week. Started out with a game against Porter Central, and Porter Central got rolling against you guys and won 74-44, and there was another game where you found it hard to get your offense rolling. Was that a little bit to do with Porter Central playing some good defense against you guys?
Yeah, a little bit. Maybe a lot of it, but, you know, we had a lot of good shots, and, you know, I think early in the game we missed. We're just so fast with our layups, you know. We just got to slow down and play off 2 feet a little bit more, and we, you know, we preach that every day in practice, but, you know, how when the game gets going, it's kind of doesn't always play out the way it does in practice. You know, I give them credit defensively. They were solid. But, I also think, you know, we have to make some shots. You know, you got to – when you're open and it's your shot, you got to have some confidence to knock them down. And I think we're maybe lacking a little confidence right now.
Did that game kind of get away from you early? How did that game kind of start for you?
I mean, we didn't score early. You know, I think we were stuck on 9 for – it seemed like forever. You know, and it was – I think it was like 12-9, so it wasn't out of hand or anything, but then, it was 22-9 or something like that. So, again, scoring has been a struggle for us all year. We're still trying to figure out roles and figure out who can do what the best and try to put them in position to make sure that we're giving them as many opportunities to do what they're good at in a game. And so we're still trying to figure that out, and, you know, kids are working hard. They're not. It's not like it's a lack of effort. We had two really good practices on Wednesday and Thursday, and you know, we got to figure out a way to translate good practices into good games.
Jalen Graham had a little bit of a breakout game for you. 19 points, probably a season high for him. Owen Davis, Carter Jenkins each had 7 points. So when you see some other guys pop up there in the scoring columns, that's something to build off of, right?
Yeah, those are some nice bright spots. Coach Mueller and I, our JV coach, we were driving home last night and looking for bright spots and, you know, having Jalen finally play like we know Jalen can. Jalen's very, very talented. He's just been having some problems with the difficulty of scoring at the varsity level versus JV and in the mental consistency of being able to do it all the time and play hard all the time. And he's really starting to figure it out. He's had a really good week. And it's a process, you know, it's a process with the younger guys of, understanding the level of urgency and the level of, I guess how hard it is to do things at the varsity level compared to the JV level. And then also, just mentally being able to hang in there and keep doing it without getting frustrated.
Then last night you played a Kalamazoo Christian team. That's an interesting series that you guys have started with them over the last few years. They're a smaller school, but they have a really good basketball program, and that's a game that can be a challenge for you guys every year. And you fell short 49-32. And, again, finding it a little bit hard to get the ball to go in the basket. Talk about what happened at the start of that game.
We didn't score. it's always weird. For the last few years, we've played both Schoolcraft and K Christian, and when we go to their place, it's like we just lay a giant egg. And I don't know what that's all about. I don't know why that is, but something that, you know, we'll have to put it on 48 hours and see if they can investigate or something. But we had no energy to start the game. We had no chemistry to start the game. And, you know, they're playing at home, and they're a pretty good team. I wouldn't say they're one of their better teams. Like last year, they were really, really good. I think they went to the regional final last year. But they graduated a bunch of kids off that team. So they're good. But I think we just weren't ready to play very much, and we weren't ready to. I think the biggest disappointment on Tuesday was we just didn't compete, you know, and so that was disappointing that we didn't compete. And then, you know, in the locker room at halftime, we gathered ourselves, and I thought we played a lot better in the second half. But no one feels sorry for you, Bill. Right. You know, I mean, when if you go into a gym and you don't compete, the other team's gonna do what they need to do, and if you're not ready, they're gonna embarrass you. And I think we learned a little bit about our guys on Tuesday.
And in that situation, when you are having a little bit trouble scoring and then you start slow, that kind of builds on itself the confidence you need to play the game and the confidence you need to make layups on fast breaks when guys are bumping you and stuff, or to knock down three-pointers. That's all confidence. So when you start slow in a game like that, it just builds on itself, and it's hard to coach the guys up at that point, right?
Yeah, I mean, a slow start when you struggle to score for the entire game is not in your favor, for sure. You know, I mean, it's just...
That's a Yogi Berra kind of thing. A slow start is not good when you can't score.
Yeah, right. It's not over till it's over, right? But, you know, I think that the confidence thing is, you're 100% right. I think that if we start making some, you know, like Jalen had a great game last night. He made a couple shots. He started going to the hole, and just everything kind of snowballed for him at that point, you know, and he could have easily been over 20 if he was a better free throw shooter, which we're working on too. But he, you know, so hopefully maybe that's a light bulb went on for him, you know, as a junior, and maybe now, I don't expect him to score 20 every night, but if we could get him to score 12 or 14 and maybe have a rare 20, 25-point night, now we're getting some consistency from that spot, which is kind of what we need. And then that confidence that he has will rub off on somebody else, and somebody else will, you know. I always tell our guys, like, your attitude and your shooting are contagious, right? If you're shooting well, everybody feels good. If your attitude is good, everybody else's attitude will be good. It doesn't take much to ruin either one of those things, right? And so when it starts going south and you're not making shots, how do you handle that, right? Do you put your chin on your chest and pout, or do you just, maybe I need to go to the basket instead of shooting the ball, right? Yeah. And so just trying to get better at all those little things that and I hate to keep, and people are probably going, this dude always talks about how young they are, but I hate to keep doing that. But we really have guys that are in their first varsity season, and they're learning, and it's not lack of effort, but we're just hoping that Jalen's breakout last night can give somebody else some confidence maybe to have a breakout tonight.
You guys are playing tonight again, another Saturday game. Talk about that game and what you guys are looking forward to on a Saturday game.
Yeah, so we have Parma. We've been playing them. I think about 4 years ago they had a Christmas tournament, and we went to that, and that kind of disintegrated. But we've continued to play them over break. I think this might be our fourth year playing them. And it's, you know, it's always been a good matchup, good games. So we'll play our normal 4:30, our 4:15, 5:45, and 7 o'clock-ish starts today. So I'll see a lot of alumni. Hopefully I'll see a lot of old players that we've had. And, you know, with it being Christmas time for colleges, you know, a lot of those kids will be home and stuff. So hopefully they'll come out and we get to see them again. And hopefully we, you know, just get a little bit better today. You know, we got to continue to get better. And I don't know who it was, but, you know, stacking one good, I think it's Dan Campbell maybe, stacking one good day after another, and that's what we're looking for, some consistency.
And then after today, you play today, then I look forward to that Valkyrie Central Fieldhouse game with you and Coach Bowling at Harbor Creek, and I know that's fun on a lot of levels. Yourself and Coach Bowling have talked about the importance and the fun of playing in that historic building and to know what Chuck Turner has meant to basketball around Battle Creek over the years, and to play in a game that's named after him is great for both you guys. And I know it's a fun game for the two schools and a fun game for you two coaches who are good friends to play against each other. So talk about the excitement over that game and why it's something that we kind of look forward to every year.
Well, you know, Matt and I have developed a really, really strong relationship over the years. And I would consider us good friends at this point. So it's always it's fun to play each other, but it's bittersweet too because someone's going to lose. You know, and nobody ever wants to do that. But so playing them, period, is always fun. And I think playing at the Fieldhouse has always meant something to me personally because that's kind of where I cut my teeth with Greg and Fred and Chuck, and they kind of were the ones that taught me a lot of what I do now, still today. So it's always important for us to get down there and play over the holidays. I'm a little disappointed in the other city schools that they're pulling out and not coming down. I mean, it's kind of a tradition, and I'm not sure, you know, I don't know what the circumstances are, so I'm not going to throw stones at anybody, but I think it's important that in this city we continue that tradition, and I would hope that teams can start understanding, you know, schools change administrators, they change coaches, all these things, but the tradition of the Fieldhouse doesn't change. And I would hope that people maybe would take a look at that and respect that, and you know, so we can continue having that be something that people look forward to.
Well, I'm looking forward to that game next Saturday after the holidays. Lakeview against Harbor Creek is always fun, and the Fieldhouse just makes it more fun. So have a good holiday, Coach, and have a good game today, yeah. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning after this break on WBCK 95.3 FM. Ooh.
95.3 WBCK, proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next Coach of the Morning, Coach Durant Crum of the Battle Creek Central Bearcats. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing real well. Battle Creek Central had a pretty good week. You guys have strung a couple wins together with your young team, and that's a confidence-building thing for you. And so talk about how things have been going just in general lately with your young team and stringing some wins together.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're moving in the right direction, working pretty hard daily. The guys are buying into some concepts and some things that we need to be able to do, and feeling pretty good about where we are right now. The young guys are making the adjustment, and we're finding some success right now early.
You guys already have 4 wins on the season with this run right currently, and you only had 4 wins all of last year, so that is got to be good to see for Bearcat fans. And it started out this week with a game at home. You had 5 straight home games to open the season, and you beat Parchment on Tuesday 53-48. Playing at home had to feel good, but did start 2 freshmen and 2 sophomores again, and those guys are getting awful comfortable there playing at home and getting those wins. And you guys dominated early. You led 29-14 at halftime, and then you held on in the fourth quarter to get that win, but you had to feel good about the way you guys played for the majority of that game.
Yeah, Bill, we were able to be successful on both ends. We played really good defense, I felt, that night, which allowed us to actually jumpstart our offense. So, yeah, it was good. And you mentioned playing at home. The 5 games at home definitely was a good way to start the season. I can't remember ever having that many home games starting out a season, but it was good, especially for the young guys as they started their tenure, their career on the varsity level.
Sophomore Ali Campbell Jr. continues to play well. He had 19 points in that game in a balanced scoring effort. You had a lot of guys chip in as well. Aaron Williams, Antonio Jones, Corey Nelson Jr. all had 7 points, and Braylon McCoy had 6 points. So when you're spreading the wealth there and getting a lot of guys included and incorporated, that just makes you guys a little bit more dangerous, and that has to be good to see from the sidelines. Is that right?
Yeah. Lee Campbell has been really consistent offensively. He's getting to the basket and making things happen pretty good. But it was nice the other night to see the other guys be able to find the basket as well. So if we can continue to do that, get some other guys pitching in, if Campbell can continue to play as he's playing right now, then I think the sky's the limit as far as what we might be able to do with the team this year.
You kept that momentum going. Last night, you went on the road for the first time. You beat Portage Northern 57-54 on the road. It was your third win in a row, like we said, to improve to 4-2. And Lee Campbell Jr. came up big again. A career high for him, 32 points. He had four triples to go along with that. Your young guy stepped up again. The freshman Damani Spraggins at 11. Sophomore Mylon Noire at 10. Going on the road for the first time with this young group, you might have had some concerns, but those guys stepped up when you needed to and played well on the road. And that was that good to see for you?
Yeah, it was, Bill. I think we were down maybe 5 points at the half, 30-25, something like that. So we were met with a little adversity there, but we came out in the third quarter and ended up actually being up by two by the end of the third. And, you know, we were able to sustain. It was pretty tight, you know, going down the stretch, but we were able to hold on. And that was a good chance for the team to see how on the road is a bit different than playing at home. And, you know, they fought well, stayed focused, and we were able to pull it out.
And we talked to Coach Wickman and Coach Bowling about this earlier today. But next up for several of our city teams is the Chuck Turner Classic at Battle Creek Central Fieldhouse. And Battle Creek Central is going to be hosting Sturgis in the nightcap of that day before games throughout the day on next Saturday. Two girls' games and two boys' games. And it's always a good day to get everyone back for the holidays. A lot of family comes back in town, and they all show up at the field house and talk about the old days and talk about the importance of keeping that event going and the legacy of Chuck Turner and how excited you guys are about that game coming up.
Oh, yeah, Bill. It's just a lot of history, a lot of tradition in the Chuck Turner tournament. So, yeah, we always look forward to this time of year and being able to represent the city in that event and to also host other teams coming in and playing in the recognition and honor of Chuck Turner and the Fieldhouse.
All right, well, we'll be excited to be that next Saturday, Chuck Turner Classic. I'll be down there, and we'll be talking about that on Coach's Corner next Saturday on WBCK 95.3 FM. Good night, everybody.